Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Gittin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zayichet Fan, Yerziva Kohagun, B'Kurav Mamish. And in this Mishnah, we have a case very similar to the previous one. The Mishnah tells us, maybe get Medinas Hayam V'Chala, a person brought a get from Chutz La'aretz and he got sick. In the previous Mishnah, we were talking about bringing a get within Eretz Yisrael and the Shalech getting sick. Here, he's coming from Chutz La'aretz and he got sick. What happens? Oisa Bezdin U'mashalchai. Bezdin appoints a new Shliach and sends this new guy to deliver the get. Va'armel lefneihem, and the original Shliach, the one who's sick, says in front of Bezdin, B'fayinach l'fayinachtam, and then he hands the get over, and now the new Shliach can take it. Ve'in ha'shliach ha'achron tzarech sh'yomer B'fayinach l'fayinachtam, and the second Shliach does not need to say B'fayinach l'fayinachtam. He actually is not able to, because it wasn't written and signed in front of him. Ela oimer Shliach Bezdin ani. The only thing he says is, I'm a Shliach of Bezdin. And we understand by those words that Bezdin appointed him as a shliach, and we trust that Bezdin made sure everything was okay with the get. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, this goes back to something we had discussed in Mishnah Gimel and Dalid, which is that we could rely on a person's last known status, that's his chazakah, and we don't have to assume that something changed. I'll just give a quick introduction to what we're going to be talking about. We know that when a person has produce, he has to separate truma, and that's given to the kayin, maaser is given to the levi, and maaser ani to the ani. And our fellow here wants to make an arrangement to keep them for himself. So he devised a plan. He's going to lend the kayin, levi, or ani some money, and then any truma or maaser which he needs to give them will just be used as their way of paying him back. For example, he lent them $100, and now he has $10 of truma that he has to give. Instead of giving it to them, that's just going to be $10 off of their chayv. And it's important to know that this truma still is truma. Just because he's keeping it, it doesn't mean it's not truma, and he's not allowed to eat it. But since it's his, he's allowed to sell it to a kain, and the maaser and maaser ani is allowed to be eaten by him. And the Mishnah tells us, Hamafim maaser a kain vasa levi vasa ani, someone who lends money to a kain, levi, or ani, liya is mafresh in order to be able to separate Trumas and Maestres from their Chelek, as we just described, he could separate these Trumas and Maestres with the Chazakah that this person is still alive. He doesn't have to suspect that maybe the Kain or Levi died, or the poor person became rich and now doesn't deserve Maestro Ani anymore. Again, as we had said in Mishnah's Gimel and Dalit, we can rely on a person's last known Chazakah that they're alive. Continuing with this, Mesu, let's say we know for sure the person did die, so then, he has to get permission from the Yarshim in order to be able to continue with this arrangement. However, Mhilvan Bifnei Bezdin, if when he lent the money, it was in front of Bezdin, Einu Tzarech Lito Rishos Mene Yarshim, he does not have to get Rishos from the Yarshim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up Torah with Mishnah Ches and Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.